back to another episode of Manifesting Minis. I'm your host, Amanda, and in today's episode, we are continuing our exploration of out-of-the-box ways to manifest the life that you desire. If you've been following along the past few weeks, you know that we've been diving into unconventional methods, showing that manifesting isn't just about sticking to any one technique. It's about what works best for you. There's truly no wrong way to manifest because it's all about your energy, your belief, and your connection to the process. So in today's episode, we're tapping into the cosmic energy above us and exploring how you can manifest with the moon cycles. The moon has been an inspiration for centuries, guiding rituals, energies, and transformations. So how can we align our desires with the natural phases of the moon? Let's find out. The moon has long been associated with cycles of growth and release. Many ancient cultures and spiritual practices have recognized its powerful influence on emotions, energy, and manifesting intentions. By working with the moon's phases, we're harnessing nature's rhythm to support our goals and desires. And guess what? There's no one right way to do this. It's all about personal alignment. So let's start by breaking down how each phase of the moon can enhance your manifesting journey. New moon associates with setting intentions. The new moon symbolizes new beginnings. This is the best time to set fresh intentions. Whether you're dreaming big or manifesting smaller, more specific goals, write them down, visualize them, and feel the excitement of what's coming. It's like planting seeds in a garden. What you sow now will blossom later. The waxing moon associates with action and growth. As the moon grows, so should your focus on your action. Use this phrase to take inspired steps towards your goals. Think of it as fueling your manifestations with positive energy. It's the perfect time to brainstorm ideas, network, or start projects related to your intentions. Full moon associates with clarity and release. The full moon shines a light on your journey. It's a powerful time for clarity, gratitude, and letting go of what no longer serves you. Release doubts, fears, or any limiting beliefs that might be holding you back from manifesting. You can even write down what you want to release and burn the paper as a symbolic gesture of letting go. Waning moon associates with reflection and rest. This phase invites you to reflect on your progress, relax, and trust the process. Sometimes manifesting requires us to rest and recharge, and that's okay. Take the time to evaluate what's working and what's not, and adjust your intentions accordingly. Now that we've covered the moon phases, let's talk about personalizing your moon-based rituals. I want to encourage you to create your own practice, whether that's through journaling, meditating, lighting candles, or even taking moonlight walks. You can even create a vision board that reflects your goals aligned with the moon's phases. Remember, there's no right way. Just do what resonates with you. Manifestation is deeply personal, and it's not about the exact technique, but how aligned you feel with your intention. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that the moon can guide us, but the real power lies within you. Trust yourself, trust your process, and know that there are endless ways to manifest the life that you want. The moon's energy is just one more tool in your toolkit, and like always, you get to decide how you use it. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Manifesting Minis. Please don't forget to hit that like button or share it out if you enjoyed today's episode and consider subscribing on all your favorite platforms, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen. Also, be sure to check out my Hey Link Me page where you'll find curated links to a wealth of resources. From transformative content to exclusive offers, all are designed to help support you on your journey towards a more radiant and empowered you. Your support really does mean the world to me. Until next time, manifestors, remember that you are the operant power and you are in charge of what is happening in your life. You are the artist. Paint your canvas the way that you desire. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.